Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important survey about issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County, sir?
Yes, ma'am. How long? You're in a survey, you say?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It will be a registered survey.
How long? Okay, how long?
No more than 10 minutes.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, generally, do you think the things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
You say, okay, you're talking about city government, county government, what are you talking about?
Ector County, specifically.
Well, Odessa's in Ector County. The city government, no. Ector County, yes.
Okay. And what is the most important issue facing Ector County, in your opinion? I will say, I will read you some options. Education issues, poor economy, poor leadership, managing growth, poverty, crime and drugs, high cost of living, healthcare.
Poor leadership, crime and drugs. Poor leadership, the city of Odessa, and crime and drugs.
Thank you. And how would you rate economic condition in Ector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
For those of you that have jobs, it's excellent. It's in the old, where are you calling from? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Ma'am. Okay.
Yes, sir.
You're doing a survey. Where are you actually located?
Oh, we are located at Miami, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's excellent here. We're in the oil country, oil fields. Okay, five years
from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Depends on if the damn Democrats stay in there. You understand what I'm saying?
So would you
say Democrats get, if Biden wins, it'll get worse.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family
members? I'm retired, ma'am.
I'm retired. So, okay. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County as either excellent, good, fair, or poor. I will start with effective leadership from elected officials. Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
What about availability of quality health care? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. Fair. What about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Fair.
Thank you. What about natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor. We're in a desert, ma'am.
Okay. What about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture? Culture, good, fair, or poor?
Probably fair.
Okay. Thank you. Quality of the public schools?
Good. Not excellent. Good.
What about availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
Public safety and low crime?
Fair.
Okay, what about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Fair.
Offering job opportunities in your field?
I'm retired.
What about public transportation?
Fair.
And being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Oh, no, traffic's terrible. Poor.
Thank you so much, sir. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. You will say excellent, good, fair, or poor. And let's start with immigrants from other countries.
Probably poor.
What about recent college graduates looking to enter to the job market?
Probably good.
Thank you. What about racial and ethnic minorities?
Oh, probably fair.
What about young single people?
Well, depends on their education, like any of them. I'd say fair.
Thank you. What about people living below the poverty line?
Well, if they're living below the poverty line, that's poor, I would think, obviously.
What about retirees?
Well, depends on there if they have any, mm-hmm. of course, Social Security or whatever. I'd say if they're renting, I'd say fair.
Okay, thank you. What about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Depends on the business. Could be good, could be fair. Just depends on the business. We're an oil environment out here.
Thank you so much. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh, it's okay, good, I guess. Not excellent, not good. It's good.
And thank you so much. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Depends on who gets in office. If the Democrats get reelected, I'm going to say fair or whatever.
Okay. And what is the primary reason you think the quality of life will probably deteriorate? Would you say that it's for lack of job opportunities, poor general economic conditions, poor education now? Poor leadership.
Governmental leadership.
And economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar. We do have an economic development council or whatever.
Thank you so much. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Thank you so much. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all.
Thank you, sir. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household, just for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed, sir?
College graduate.
Thank you so much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent, leaning Republican.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
74.
Thank you so much. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No, I'm single here in the household.
Okay.
One person.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say white, African-American, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you so much. Is anyone in your household employed? Well, you say that you are single in your home, right?
Yes, ma'am. Single. I'm one person.
Is your annual household income before taxes, you can provide me your best estimate?
You want me, you can give me a range, or you want me to tell you?
Just a range. It's okay.
Over 50,000.
Thank you so much. Are you currently, well, you say that you are retired, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Well, sir, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Okay, well, with this, we conclude the survey. I appreciate your time and patience helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.